Good morning. Rescuers have finished drilling a vertical tunnel running parallel to the borehole where the two-year-old boy fell into 9 days ago, but now find that the diameter needs to be wider. Rescuers racing to find Julian Rosseo have run into new technical difficulties. When the tunnel is ready, members of a specialised mining rescue brigade will be lowered in teams of two and manually dig a 4-metre gallery to connect with the borehole. Meanwhile, the Guardia Civil has taken statements from the parents of the two-year-old, as well as the owner of the land and the man who carried out the digging of the original borehole. The Andalusian Regional High Court will be investigating the exact circumstances of the incident. The borehole, which is around 110 metres deep and just 25 centimetres wide, did not have the proper permissions. It was aimed at finding underground water. The local town hall has also no record of granting permission for the hole. The government lost a vote in Parliament yesterday to change regulations for housing rentals, dealing the ruling socialists a setback as they try to cobble together support to pass a national budget. Podemos voted no because it said the government decree did not do enough to limit the cost of rental properties, specifically by not empowering local governments to apply rent ceilings. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, heads a minority government and will need Podemos' support, along with that of several smaller parties, to pass his budget. If he fails, Sanchez will be under pressure to call an early general election. Spain has endured a major increase in the price of housing rentals recently. And taxi drivers striking to demand tighter regulations for companies using ride-hailing apps blocked traffic for another day in Spain's two major cities yesterday, while threatening to take their protest to the French border. Hundreds of drivers blocked roads in Madrid and Barcelona, with many wearing the yellow traffic safety vests that have become the symbol of protest in neighbouring France. Alberto Alvarez, the spokesman for the Barcelona Taxi Driver Association Elite Taxi, said they were talking to colleagues in France. They complained that ride-hailing app drivers compete unfairly, seeing as they don't have the same regulations and costs. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.